Artistry and Rhythm. The theme identifying modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton and his orchestra. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music which is fresh, vigorous, refreshingly different. This is Stan Kenton Concert Encores. And the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting this concert direct from the famous Blue Note in downtown Chicago. A concert of compositions most requested and applauded at the orchestra's concert appearances and the regular NBC Stan Kenton concert series. We're sure you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas of music in the modern manner. In a moment, then, Mr. Kenton himself to introduce the program.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, very much. Thank you, Jim Lowe, for presenting us here to the air this evening. I've spoken to the audience here, and we pretty much know what's going to take place, except you fellas understand that this evening you blow solos at this microphone over here. Stand over here and blow that way. And I think that we'll do away with everything except the overture at the moment, and it's a rather dignified thing set to four beats to a bar, created by a guy by the name of Mulligan. The title, Young Blood.
Thank you.
Thank you. The cast of Youngblood there at the moment, besides the orchestra, you heard some very pointed solos. First of all, Connie Condoli played trumpet, Richie Kamuka played tenor saxophone, and you heard some alto by Lee Konitz. We, at the moment, want to present a gentleman that sits in the front row. He's not a saxophone player, but he sits alongside the saxophones, a rather quiet-looking cat, rather suave in a sense. We're talking about Sal Salvador. Sal, do you have that tune in front of you? Do you care if we create a little background here for your solo on Gone with the Wind? Thank you. Thank you, Sal. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the Blue Note in Chicago here is pretty much the same as other nightclubs. They're There's quite an atmosphere here. There are places where people can sit and drink and relax. And one thing is different, though, than a lot of other nightclubs. The music in the place is not just the functional type thing. It's not part of the atmosphere. The music is a very pointed reason for the existence of the Blue Note. This is one of the few places around America where jazz has been established. It thrives on jazz, and of course, when people come to the Blue Note, they hear jazz. It's done so the year around here. It's run by a guy by the name of Frank Holzfein that has a great appreciation for the art, and it's wonderful to be around him because besides giving the orchestra money occasionally, he also knows when they play good or badly, and of course, that creates quite an incentive within the orchestra to, well, you get the idea. Gentlemen, the next number here, 4 bars, 8-bar vamp, and then into the body of the arrangement as Frank Rosolino walks out, and look at him standing before the applause even comes. Taboo. At the moment here on this concert miniature this evening to present another jazz musician. It fits wonderfully well with the orchestra and the jazz feeling of the orchestra. This person's name is Chris Connors. Would you move over this way, Chris? This is something in the key of 5 flats. You don't have to worry about the flats if you just know your lyrics. Chris Connors sing Don't Worry About Me.
Don't worry just say that our little show is over. And so the story ends. Why not call it a day? The sensible way. And still be.
Connors, thank you. Here's back to a beat. A chance for some solos and some happy phrases written by a guy by the name of Jerry Mulligan. Gentlemen, the simple title at the top. The top simple title. Never mind any of this. Let's just have the music. Here it is, Swing House.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Stan Kenton Concert Encores, presenting Stan Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of modern music. The program originated in the famous Blue Note in the heart of downtown Chicago. Stan Kenton Concert Encores will be heard again soon over most of these same stations. And remember to join us each Tuesday night for the regular concert series heard over many of these same stations. Consult your local newspaper for the exact time in your vicinity. This is Jim Lowe speaking, and this is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.